Back here on the Mighty 690 at 8:40, it is time for our chat with folks from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Joining us, we have Wyatt Starnes here in studio. Good morning, Wyatt. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, James?
Hey, doing well. So here we are on another nice upper 70s day. It's like we've had the same weather forecast here every day. It's upper 70s, mid 70s, chance of storms.
Yep.
It's
probably going to be that way for the next, like, 5 weeks, six
I know.
Weeks.
We're into March.
Which I will say, I always comment on how I hate the warmer weather. But this is like my favorite little season here because
like this,
I love storms.
Like the storms. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love storms. Yeah. The one that we had last week that was like crazy nuts, or I think it was last week.
Thursday, yep.
Everyone, you know, was really worried and everything, which as they should be, you know, be safe. But that like struck like an adrenaline cord in me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, it's storm season.
Yeah.
So I am excited about that. I will let you guys have your
careful.
Fun with
we,
that.
You better be careful. We might make you a storm spotter here.
Oh,
here,
hey.
So.
I don't know what that entails, but I'll do it.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I saw one trailer for the new Twisters movie, and I'm like, I could do that.
Twister 2.
Yeah. And they're twins. They're twin Twisters.
I don't know if I have the patience to sit through that. I don't know.
I'll watch it for you.
We watched the trailer, and I don't know. It's got that annoying guy from Top Gun in it. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, I feel like he probably plays the character well.
I'm sure.
Hey, well, we are here with another update from Coffeeville's Reawakening, and I know we want to maybe start off with some exciting news about the Midland.
Yes. So, kind of the exciting new venture for us a little bit. We are having our first open house. We are inviting the community in to come and see the progress that we've made. We are finishing up our second project, which is the front of house. Essentially, that's everything from like the concession stand for people that have been in the Midland that can remember what it looked like, concession stand to the street. And so we've done a lot of renovations, a lot of updates, a lot of new things, some things that you'll remember, some things you won't remember. So we're inviting everyone in to come see it. It'll be Sunday, March 24th from 2 to 5. It's very come and go. And when I say come and go, it's essentially because we only have so much per fire code that we can allow in at a time. And so come in, take a look around. You know, our board will be there to kind of talk about some of the updates we've made, decisions we've made. We will have popcorn for sale. We'll have candy for. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We, I think last I heard, our popcorn should either be delivered this, like today or sometime today or tomorrow. Can't remember. But we will have popcorn for sale. We're going to have the whole nine candy. We'll have pop bottles, you know, the whole nine. And so I'm really excited about that. Not only is it exciting to let the community see, like, what we've done, but for our board and for the crew, you know, that's really behind the scenes doing a lot of that nitty-gritty work on it, it's so exciting for us to finally show everyone what we've done. We're really, really, really working hard to bring this thing back to life. And so for us, this is just the like momentum we need and like the thing we need to keep pushing us forward is letting people see it, you know. Even though all of us, you know, have one goal of getting it open, it is the behind the scenes, you know, we believe in you guys and we are excited to see what you're doing that really keep us going. So stuff like this is just awesome for us to do. So we're excited to let everyone in. And again, that's on March 24th from 2 to 5. Another fun thing that's coming to the Midland is we will be having a Johnny Cash exhibit starting later this summer, I believe. I don't want to say the date because I'm not completely sure on it, and it's kind of a newer development, but we are going to have something. We partnered with Visit Coffeeville, and they're going to be bringing that in, and it'll be housed at the Midland. So it's kind of like all at once we're having our open house, and then bam, another thing right after. So the ball is just rolling for us, but we're really, really excited to let people in and see everything that we're doing. So that's kind of the update on the Midland.
Okay, that's good.
I am going to mention, just because we are doing this, and this is kind of the time of year where we're going to start to see more things pop up. I know the CCC auction's coming up soon and different, you know, things. We do have tablecloths for rent. I was in there the other day. We have so many colors. So many shapes and sizes. So if someone's interested in getting tablecloths to rent, now's the time to start talking to us. You can either message us on Facebook. You can get a hold of me personally at 620-515-4346. Or you can email us at info@historicmidlandtheater.com to get pricing. You can get colors, dimensions, what's available, the whole nine. So throw that little plug in there too.
That
so.
Is great. And then, of course, the next phase being the kind of back of house stuff. Planning to start on that soon, I hope.
We hope that we can just roll straight into that. We are currently talking with some different, you know, companies that are doing the work and everything to kind of see what it looks like for us, what we need to do, what, you know, all the budgets and everything. So we're hoping we go straight into it. We don't want to lose any speed here. The faster we can climb this mountain, the better. You know, 1928 was when the building initially opened, obviously under a different name. And so we're kind of hoping, fingers crossed, that we can have all of our work done by 2028 to have like a big 1 year or 1 year, listen to me, 100 year celebration. And so we're hoping now, if it happens before that, that is totally fine.
Hey,
but we're hoping to get it done there. So we don't want to take a pause if we don't have to. So we're excited, and we're really thankful that we have so much support from our community and, you know, different organizations that really believe in this, you know, project. And so we're lucky to be a part of it. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I think that's about it on the Midland, but there are some other things in town that are happening that are kind of neat.
Yes.
The NASA exhibit is opening soon. I don't know too much about this other than that sounds really cool just hearing it. I know that's opening up, I think, March 20th, and I believe it's at the Aviation Museum, if I'm correct. So that's exciting coming to town. Tonight we have the Cedar Bluff Bingo Night. Let's see here. When exactly?
It's going to be 6 o'clock.
I was going to say, I think it's 6 o'clock, which is, I've never been to one. I've heard they're a great time, so go out and support them there. And then another thing that's kind of newer, or I guess, to Coffeyville is we have a Coffeyville's Beautification Initiative.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about it, but I can tell you that they have a spring cleaning plan for this Saturday at 10. It's going to be up at Big Hill Park, kind of east of the... like the swimming pool parking lot, and it looks like they're going to be picking up trash and cleaning up the grounds out in that area. So they need volunteers. They need some help. So if you're free, head on up there and let's make our town beautiful. You know, I think the more we can get involved in making our town better, the more pride we'll have in it in the end. And so anything we can do to make it better, I say, let's do it.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I think we all agree there's always lots of spring cleaning to be done, even if it's just around your house or your business, that sort of thing. Pick it up and let's make Coffeyville beautiful here for the spring into the summer.
I agree.
More visitors in town.
I agree, totally.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So, well, very good, Wyatt. Anything else that you would like to share?
Not
with
anything
us?
Off the top of my head. I'm sure if there's anything else, I can always call in and tell you. And I'll see you again next week. So I'll bring it up then too.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on by here this
morning,
Wyatt. And I'll look forward to chatting again soon.
Sounds good. I'll see you then.
All right. That is Wyatt Starnes from Coffeyville's Reawakening. And we have our update from Coffeyville's Reawakening each and every Thursday here at this time. Just a few minutes away from Open Line here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.